So I'm Joe Williams. I'm a mechanical design engineer at Diamond.
What aspects do you design and engineer?
It's to do with the beamlines. So outside of the storage ring wall is when you get into the beamlines. So we design the equipment that goes on the beamlines to make sure it's tailored specifically for the sort of science the scientist wants to do on that beamline. Most of the work is on the end stations. Most of the end stations are specific to each beamline. So we're tailoring the design
to adjust the kind of the type of the beamline accordingly to what's going to be looked at, or
it's more handling different samples. On I-24, they're looking at microscopic things. You're looking at some of the other beamlines like Jeep. They're looking at much bigger things like aircraft turbine blades. So you've got a completely different mechanism you're going to need to handle that to holding a tiny little crystal.
So you deal with the actual components or the pieces of equipment that handle the samples or hold the samples for testing?
Yes, but it's all the equipment before that to tailor the X-rays to be specific for what that sample needs. First of all, you want to block out all the radiation that you don't want from the storage ring. So the first component is something called a collimator, which is a big block of lead, which blocks out all the radiation that you don't want. So you just get your X-ray beam coming down the centre of a tube. After that, you'll get things like monochromators, which then select the energy of the beamline. And you'll get focusing mirrors, slits, which are just blades that come in from the sides and then bottom and top, which define your wide beam into a nice little narrow beam.
So all of this variety of equipment, basically homing it in, so from this large beam, just narrowing it and
That's it, exactly, yes. And essentially that's what your scientist is interested in, is getting the right energy of X-rays at his sample.
So it's clearly not about building a synchrotron and then leaving it to run itself. Every step and every material along the way needs to be monitored closely by the wide range of highly skilled scientists and engineers at the light source.